This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A week after a gunman ran into a Texas grade school and started shooting, the first of 21 funerals began on Tuesday. Hundreds of mourners turned out for an afternoon mass to remember Anne Marie Jo Garza. Six pallbearers were wearing white shirts and gloves, carried her small casket into a small Catholic church, which had to turn away several people after reaching capacity. Another girl funeral was scheduled for later Tuesday at one of the funeral homes in Uvalde, Texas. The two 10-year-old fourth graders were among 19 children and two teachers killed when the 18-year-old gunman burst into a classroom on May 24th and began firing in military-style rifle. New information is emerging about the unlocked door the gunman walked through to gain access to the school in Uvalde. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Law enforcement had initially said that a teacher at Robb Elementary School propped open an exterior door, and that was how the shooter got inside. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety says investigators have now determined that the teacher, who has not been identified, propped the door open with a rock, but then removed the rock and closed the door when she realized there was a shooter on campus. But the closed door did not lock. The details were confirmed by video surveillance. San Antonio attorney Don Flannery told the San Antonio Express News she saw him jump the fence with a gun, kick the rock away, and remembers pulling the door closed while telling 911 that he was shooting. According to Flannery, she thought the door would lock. I'm Jennifer King.
Investigators continue to seek answer about how police responded to the shooting, and the U.S. Department of Justice is reviewing law enforcement actions. The blame for an excruciating delay in killing the gunman was placed on the school district's homegrown police chief, Pete Arredondo, after the director of state police said Arredondo